Due to the Grand College Enrollment Plan, the number of university graduates has been on the increase since the central government started implementing the plan. Though the plan helps improve our national quality, it creates pressure for the job markets. With so many college students coming out at a time, many graduates have difficulties in finding suitable jobs. In order to create more jobs, the government encourages college graduates to work in villages of 28 provinces and regions with a view that rural administration will be strengthened at the same time. As a result, tens of thousands of college graduates have been appointed as village officials in the rural areas. It appears that this plan helps alleviate the pressure caused by graduate employment, but I do not think the plan will work in the long run. Firstly, after serving as village officials in the rural areas for 2 years, the majority of those college village officials will start to look for jobs in the job market again, aggravating the pressure of the job market. Some may argue that the number of those village officials who enter the job market again is balanced by the number of new college graduates who would be appointed as village officials. The truth is that while those students have spent 2 years in the rural areas, they do not gain enough experience in the corporate world and are likely to forget what they have learned in college. In this sense, they are not guaranteed to find decent jobs again. Besides, when working in the rural areas, these students with higher degrees are respected by village people and are likely to get accustomed to feeling superior to people around them. One can imagine they would probably be frustrated when they work with those who hold the same college degrees or even higher degrees. Secondly, when the supply of college graduates and the demand of our society are unbalanced, the imbalance can be obtained by increasing available jobs or decreasing the supply of college graduates, which means the reduction of college enrollment. Given the fact that the economy slows down in the recent, it is difficult to create more jobs. While offering good terms for graduates, such as well-paid salary and residential certificate guarantee, the government can create more jobs in the short term, but does not provide long-term remedy. In this sense, the plan does not solve the fundamental imbalance between the supply and the demand of college graduates. In sum, the plan to encourage college graduates to work in the rural areas can only provide a temporary remedy for the job market. I think the government should recognize the fundamental imbalance and find the way back to elite education.